Hi, this is the Bob and Rob Show. I'm Bob.
And here's Roberto. Hi.
Hey, how you doing today, Roberto?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. Not bad.
Yeah? All right.
And yourself?
I'm doing all right. So, this is our second lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, wow, we're veterans now.
Yes.
Maybe.
Not quite yet, but
well, hopefully we'll get better the more shows we do.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So, something when we began the show, I said, "How you doing?" or "How's it going?"
Right. Well, both are the same in meaning. They both mean "How are you?"
How are you? Yeah. So, how's it going? How you doing? That's pretty popular in the U.S. Do you use those kinds of expressions in the U.K. as well? How's it going? How you doing?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do use those expressions a lot.
Any other ones that you use?
Yeah, I guess we would also use "How are you keeping?"
How are you keeping? That's not very common in the States.
No. Okay.
How you keeping? So anyway, how are you? And you could say,
Not bad, thanks.
Not bad. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How you doing?
Can't complain.
Okay. Why don't you try some with me?
Okay. How are you keeping?
I'm pretty good.
How's it going?
Not bad. What are some other answers you could give? Like, of course, you can say fine, terrific.
Sure.
Great. What if you're having a really bad day and you want to be honest with the person? What are some answers you could give?
Yeah. Let's see. Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. Or awful.
Awful. Yeah. Not so good.
Yeah. How about if it's not good? If it's not going well, but not going necessarily badly, just somewhere in between. Like, I think a lot of times we just say "not bad."
Sure.
I wonder if there's any other expressions like neither here or there. So-so?
Yep.
Yeah, so-so. Not bad.
In Britain we'd also say "mustn't grumble." Yeah.
Say again.
Mustn't grumble.
Mustn't grumble. I should not grumble?
Yep.
And what does grumble mean?
So grumble means to complain.
Complain. To grumble.
Yeah.
So okay. Grumble.
Well, next, I actually, Bob, wanted to ask you a bit about your hometown and a bit about America.
About Seattle, Washington.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Washington.
Okay, cool. And my geography of America isn't great.
Actually, I'm from Washington, not Washington, D.C. Sometimes people will automatically assume that I'm from the capital. Now, Washington State is on the West Coast.
Right.
It's in the Pacific Northwest region of the United States.
Okay.
It's above Oregon.
Right.
So it's in the northwest corner of the U.S., and
so is that on the border with Canada?
Yeah, okay. It borders with Canada.
Right.
And it's a very diverse state geographically and politically.
Right.
The west side of Washington State has a temperate climate. It's very green,
right,
kind of lush. Mm-hmm. Gets a lot of rain, has cooler summers.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's actually a very nice climate. Except in the winter sometimes you do get a lot of cloudy days, gray skies, and it can get a little depressing sometimes in the winter.
Okay.
On the eastern side of the state, it's very arid, very dry.
Okay. Right.
The state is divided by the Cascade Mountain Range.
Oh.
It acts as a wall, and it prevents the rain from going over to the eastern side of the state. So it's much more arid and dry over there. A lot of farming. It's also interesting, Washington State is, politically, it's very different. On the west side of the state, it tends to be more liberal or progressive, or in the eastern part of the state, it's quite conservative.
I see.
The way people vote. So
right.
It kind of, the state in some ways has a split personality.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, another thing, a little fact, Seattle Its nickname is the Emerald City.
Okay.
And that's just because there are a lot of trees.
Yeah.
And it's very green and lush. So emerald, as in, you know, a precious jewel.
Yeah.
Emerald City.
Mm.
So,
and it's famous for, well, I know of just one big sporting team there. The Seattle Mariners?
Yeah. Especially now that there's a player from Japan, Suzuki Ichiro.
Right, yeah.
Has done very, very well in the league. Right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Seattle's actually a very, very popular place to live in the U.S. now.
Right.
It's famous for a lot of things. Boeing, the major aircraft manufacturer, their headquarters is there.
Okay.
And also Microsoft,
right.
Bill Gates.
Oh, right.
And, it's a very beautiful area.
Okay, and our next segment in the program is called Both Sides of the Pond.
Well, what is that?
Okay, well, this part of the program, we're going to talk about basically some of the differences and similarities between American English and British English.
Oh, like we did last week.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, for example, lift and elevator.
That's right.
Same meaning, but different words.
You got it?
Okay, well, let's start.
British English, I'm going to say braces. How do you say braces in...
braces? Well...
American English.
I think we say braces too. You mean the wires that people put on their teeth?
Yes.
To straighten the teeth?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one meaning.
We say braces.
Okay,
yeah.
Mostly teenagers use braces to straighten their teeth, yeah.
Are there two meanings in British English?
In British English, braces, also means the piece of clothing which...
The straps?
The straps we put
around. Oh, suspenders.
All right, suspenders.
You mean, yeah, to hold up your pants.
Sure.
Instead of a belt, you use suspenders. Oh, I didn't know that.
In Britain, we say braces. Braces hold up your trousers.
Oh, so you don't say suspenders?
No.
Oh.
In Britain, suspenders means women's... what is that?
Garter belts?
Garter belts, yes.
No.
Yeah.
So if I went into a shop in Britain and I said, could you show me the suspenders, they would take me to the ladies section and show me probably some sexy lingerie.
That's right.
Garter belts.
Yep.
The little belts that hold up the long stockings.
Sure. Yeah.
For women.
Suspenders, yeah.
Wow.
In British English. So
that could be a little embarrassing.
If you went shopping in the UK, be wary of that.
Well, thanks for the warning.
No problem.
That's interesting.
And likewise, with last week's little talk, we mentioned pants and underwear.
Yeah.
It's a similar kind of thing. If you went into a department store in Britain and said, I need some pants, they would take you to the underwear section.
Really? Yeah.
Rather than transfer.
Or if you said to... person, hey, those are nice pants. They might think that you have X-ray vision and you can see through their trousers.
Yes.
How would you say drugstore in British English? Or pharmacy?
Yeah, we call those chemists.
Chemists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chemists.
I guess that, yeah, chemists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't use chemists in America?
No. No, we say drugstore. Or pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
Both are
nice.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So should we recap what we've just done today? What have we talked about today?
We went over greetings, different ways to greet people.
Right.
And also we talked a little bit about...
Washington. And Seattle. Washington.
Did you learn some interesting things today?
I did, yeah. I learned a lot.
And also we learned some interesting differences between British and American English. Suspenders.
Yep.
Braces. And
chemists.
And pharmacists.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, we got to go teach a class.
Right.
So, hope you enjoyed the lesson, and we'll see you all next week. This has been the Bob and Rob Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.